This is Wade Brath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Turkey's court ordered the release of the American pastor Andrew Brunson, ending his 24-month detention, signaling a truce of sorts in a heated diplomatic dispute between Turkey and the U.S. He'd been accused of supporting the attempted coup against the Turkish president. Despite a peace agreement with the FARC, killings of the nation's activists, including union organizers, local councilmen, indigenous leaders, and environmentalists, who are under vigorous attack across Colombia. At least 190 community leaders have been killed so far this year, likely exceeding the number of activist murders in all of 2017, according to Colombia's Institute of Studies for Peace and Development, a research group. Countering an effort to suppress Native American votes in North Dakota, tribal officials will stand outside polling stations with laptops and access to rural addressing software and a shared database of voter names. North Dakota is the only state that does not require voter registration. Eligible voters can show up and cast a ballot as long as they have proper identification. Congressman Beto O'Rourke has raised $38.1 million in the recent three-month Federal Election Commission reporting period, the largest ever quarterly haul for a Senate candidate. He's running in Texas against the incumbent Ted Cruz. As e-commerce drives the retail business from malls to warehouses on the outskirts of cities, cities are finding that their public transit systems need to reach more distant and sparsely populated areas, often outside the typical 9-to-5 workday, adding stresses to already tight local and state budgets. Dallas and Columbia, South Carolina, both offer examples of this problem. Singer Loudon Wainwright III, the singer, published a list of 10 great protest songs. We Shall Overcome, The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll by Bob Dylan, We Will All Go Together When We Go by Tom Lehrer, Little Boxes by Pete Seeger, Oaking from Muskogee by Merle Haggard, My Old Man by Ewan McCall, Arthur McBride, a Scottish anti-recruiting classic, If It Were Up to Me by Cheryl Wheeler, Don't Call Me Buckwheat by Garland Jeffries, and America the Beautiful with the original words and verses by Catherine Lee Bates. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.